Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Kevin Wash. He is a coach, mentor, trainer, speaker, and author, doing mostly a lot of sales work. He is based in Spain. I have Mike Sicaranza. He's the CEO of Affinity Wealth Management, where they focus on helping small businesses and corporate executives make better choices with their money. I have Jim Hale. He is the founder of JWH & Associates. It's a supply chain consulting company. He's also associated with the Goldman Sachs 10,000 businesses. I have Yonason Goldson. He's the ethics ninja, also known as the hitchhiking rabbi. He helps companies create a culture of ethics. The question that I have for you today is, what causes imbalance in relationships? Mike, kick us off.
Yeah, this is a hard one. I'm not going to lie. Obviously, personality, I think, causes a lot of imbalances in relationships, whether it's personal or business. I mean, for example, my mother was a giver. She derived great pleasure from giving. So in some ways, it was selfish for her, but you know, that's where she derived her joy from. So sometimes imbalance is not necessarily a bad thing. When I think of it from a business-to-business perspective, initially, when you're someone who's trying to develop clientele or relationships, there has sometimes to prove your value or to prove that you're trustworthy or to demonstrate things. You know, there is some imbalance. So ultimately, you don't want it going one way the entire time. There needs to be some give and take. But I do think that imbalance is not always necessarily bad, depending upon the setting and depending upon the circumstances. But you don't want it to become abusive.
I would say personal growth, that may cause an imbalance with a relationship. Husband and wife. Personal growth may come from working, the extra training, the traveling, the additional cultural impacts on your life. And the worst part of that about it is that you may not recognize there's an imbalance.
Okay. I think a key word is character. I think that can create an imbalance. I think some people have got a more alpha character. Some people have got a more subservient character. I think one of the biggest causes, though, is a lack of mutual respect. I don't necessarily think it is a good thing. I struggle to come up with ways where I can see an imbalance benefiting anybody, whether it's the person that's dominating or the person that's being subservient. I think there should be a mutual respect in all relationships, whether the relationship is a business professional or it's a personal one. Because if there's an imbalance, it's not necessarily, well, I don't think it's a good relationship.
Yonason?
I would agree with you, Kevin. And I think there are really two aspects or maybe two interpretations of the question, that when there's real imbalance, that that's something that comes from one person devaluing the other. I don't see your contribution as important as mine. And therefore, I feel that the relationship is there to serve me. And if I'm not getting what I want, then I'm not fully invested in the relationship. That could be an element of pathology or narcissism, but I think what might be more relevant to most of us is the perception of imbalance. And that's something that comes from a lack of gratitude. In Hebrew, the term for gratitude is hakaras hatov, which translates as recognizing the good. If we see the good that others are doing for us, then the natural reaction is going to be gratitude. And as long as we have that sense, you know, if, you know, I knew this going into marriage. It's taken me 30 years to get closer to actually implementing it in my life. You know, if I see that my wife's job is to make dinner and clean the dishes, then I'm not necessarily going to feel appreciative of that. But that's a big mistake. It's like bosses saying, well, I'm paying my employee, why do I have to say thank you? We want to be recognized. We want to be appreciated. We want people to see the value of what we're doing. And on the other side, we need to see their value. Because when we do, then we understand that there really is a reciprocity in the relationship that helps eliminate that sense of imbalance.
I think if you're in an imbalanced relationship, it's easier maybe to see it if you're the one being harmed or wronged. But if you're on the other side of it, if you're the one who's getting more value, whatever that looks like, it might be harder to notice. And do you feel like you have more responsibility to notice if you're the one getting more value?
I think if you look at sporting analogies, and you must have seen this, Robin, in your career, if you've got a coach with a young protege, if the coach is overly abusive with that protege, you can guarantee as that relationship continues, as the protege develops and begins to fulfill their potential, one of the first things they'll do is cancel the relationship with that coach and go and find another coach. However, if you've got it where, yeah, there's a respect, the coach has got an ability to develop that protege, but there must be a respect. The coach is the person telling them what to do, but the protege is the person with the ability to do it. And if that relationship is delivered correctly, then that relationship will continue. I think a great example of that is Rafael Nadal with his coaching team. He's had the same coaching team since he was 8 years of age, and he's the greatest tennis player in the history of the sport. And there was a mutual respect all the way through. They instilled rights and wrongs and disciplines into him, but they did it with a respect. He respects his team and his team respect him. I think that's a great relationship. It's balanced.
Well, I mean, I think also it's a definition of what balance is. There are times in relationships, right, where things have to be out of balance for a specific reason. But as long as they flow, there's an ebb and flow to those relationships. And like, look, as someone personally who's had multiple coaches throughout his career, I had respect for each and every one of them throughout my entire career. But at different stages of my life, I needed different things when different people were able to give me different things at different times. So, you know, relationships can evolve, coaches can evolve, but there are times in relationships where, you know, I need to be more supportive of, you know, my wife, right? Because she's going through something. And then there are times she needs to be more supportive of me. At times it might be out of balance, right? But that's what the situation requires. But knowing over the longer term, it's just like, you know, when they were first trying to build airplanes, right? And they tried to find the average pilot. And they realized that if they spent it to average, like the increase in accidents went up like 400%.
The mediocre middle.
Right, exactly. But it's just like nobody's average. If you fit to average, or if you fit to everything to balance, then nothing's ever going to work. Or the relationship's not going to work ultimately. So I think that there needs to be obviously a give and take between relationships. At times you need to be a giver. Sometimes you need to be a taker. Sometimes there needs to be going, you know, to and fro in order to have a good relationship, I guess I would say. So.
I also think expectations is a key factor. If you're managing people or even with your kids, you can't expect every person in the group to be the same. You have to look at what they bring to the table. There's a minimum expectations of performance, yes, but you just can't say, well, your older brother has always done this, so you need to do this. Or Joe Blow in your group is really great with math, so everybody has to be great in math in your group. You need to understand everybody's strawberry shortcake in terms of what they bring to the table and what they expect in terms of rewards or acknowledgement.
And that really speaks to Michael's point, Jim, that we have to define what do we mean by balance. If I'm keeping a scorecard and I did this many nice things for you, or I invested this much time or money, and we're comparing, well, it's never going to come out to 50-50. But that's not what balance means. It speaks to Jim's point that we all have different talents, different abilities, different proclivities. And Kevin, when you talked about sports, I immediately thought about football, I guess I should say American football, where you have the quarterback who's the superstar and he's getting $10 million a year. And you've got a line of the men on the line who are making a fraction of what he's making. He couldn't do his job without them.
Sure.
And if balance really means I'm doing my job and you're doing your job, and we're coordinating our efforts so that we're complementing and supporting one another in the way that's necessary. And that's going to change, as you said, from time to time. You know, when my wife shattered her elbow and couldn't do anything for herself for weeks, I had to take on certain duties. And I wasn't resentful. She would have done the same for me and has on other occasions.
Yeah, I think that what we're saying is that imbalance depends upon the situation. And you can have imbalance in business where someone wants you to do more work than they're paying you for. If they paid you more, you'd be happy to do it. You can have energy imbalance. I think there's a lot of different ways to look at this conversation. And it's all about communication, and it's something that most of us aren't good at. We're not good at saying, I don't think this is balanced and I need XYZ, whether you're the person receiving more or giving more. I think it's about saying, hey, this is where I'm seeing. Can we have a conversation about it? So that is our 10 minutes. I'm going to thank you for having this conversation with me, and I look forward to talking to each of you again very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.